Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. Dr. Shealy, before the broadcast started, a little over an hour ago, hour and 7 minutes ago, I was talking with Alex, our engineer. And I asked him if he had any medical questions for you, and he said that he was interested in knowing about anxiety. And it seems that he experiences anxiety lots of times. I mean, not just before USA Prepares starts every Monday through Friday morning. He experiences anxiety often. And he said it's like butterflies in the stomach. And so we were talking about it. And it can be, the equivalent of before an exam. It can be, where he has to perform under stress, and he has an extremely stressful job because he has to live by the unforgiving second hand of the clock. He has to, he sits at a control board with computers, and commercials have to run on schedule. He has to take calls. He has to talk to the people, make sure that they actually have the right number. He has to make sure that the instructors are called in and in the right line, that I'm here. Otherwise, he has to go to a replay at a moment's notice. So there's like a hair trigger that he lives by when he's at work at Genesis Communications Network. And other engineers at other radio networks and stations have the same kinds of pressures. But so the question is, is there something that he can do? He's not wussing out. He's not saying, woe is me. He's just saying this is the way it is. Is there something that he can do to alleviate or minimize some of the experiences?
Well, if he were willing to practice even my brief autogenic training twice a day, it would markedly reduce his stress reaction. And I would be, of course, most delighted to send him a copy of it if he could send me his email.
Okay, so Alex, here's what you do. Would you send Dr. Shealy an email and let him know that you are Alex of USA Prepares, and Dr. Shealy will email you his autogenic training protocol and an MP3. And try that, and then I'd love to hear back from you, in a few weeks, how it worked. And I've got to tell you, Dr. Shealy, I mentioned to Alex that when I first started broadcasting, my knees would knock. And I would say, that I would put foam rubber between my knees so you wouldn't hear them knocking. But, and Alex asked me what it's like now. And I said, I'm absolutely positively over it and have been for years. And it's no big deal being under the pressure of broadcasting. It's, it used to be terrifying if an instructor who I had prepared for, several hours the previous, day, week or so, didn't show up. What was I going to do? Because that instructor was the expert. Now it's not a big deal. I'm good to go, and I can just do 2 hours of monologue, whereas before it would be quite stressful, and I'd be extremely anxious, which you saw. When we were in the radio station together, you would be the hour before me, and you'd be getting up out of your studio seat, and I'd be getting into it, and you saw that I was as nervous as could be, and you helped me with bliss, Dr. Shealy. Do you want to share that?
Well, yes, of course. Now, that's the other thing, air bliss applied to the ring of air can have an immediate effect of doing the same thing. Interestingly, if Alex were interested in trying my new universal bliss, I'm on my fourth try to find a universal mixture of oils, and I would like to see if he applied that to the ring of air. I could send him a bottle to see if it would do the same thing for him. It's quicker. It only takes 30 seconds once you learn the points.
So, Alex, I know you're listening. And
send me his address, too.
Yeah, yeah. I will do that. Alex can send me his email address in the Comrex stack, and I will pass that on to Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy will send you a vial of Universal Bliss, and I have used all the blisses, as has Mrs. Finelli, and they work. They absolutely work. So let's see if the Universal, instead of the, in all the different blisses, but the let's see if the Universal Bliss works, and I will be monitoring Alex's use of it, and I'll coach him a little bit on as necessary, if necessary, how to do it and how I reacted to it, and I'll be glad to help him that way. And I think it's a wonderful offer from Dr. Shealy. And so, Alex, you can let us know. And here's one way you can let us know, Alex. And he's probably terrified about what I'm going to say. So here it is. So after you've tried Universal Bliss, Alex, you can come on the air, which you have resisted doing for as long as I've known you.
After he gets himself blessed, maybe he'll do it easily.
That's what I mean. Yes. And won't that be nice, Alex, if that is the case? Okay. And you can let us know. You can let us know by coming on the air and saying, yeah, it absolutely did it. It worked. Or you can let us know by saying, I don't want to go on the air. How about that? So, Alex, I'll need your email address, okay? You can type it in the stack. All right. Dr. Shealy, diabetes, type 2. There's a deluge of type 2 diabetics appearing in emergency rooms. They don't know what happened. And the cost of treating patients has doubled in 10 years. And there are hundreds, actually about 5,000 diabetics entering the hospital system in Europe, in Great Britain. Maybe it would be called Little Britain now. Per day, 5,000 a day showing up at the hospitals. That's an enormous number. And what they're saying is it's got to do with their lifestyle, their lack of paying attention to what's going on, just going to the supermarket and eating the
junk.
Yeah.
Well, actually, interestingly, Vince, part of it is also the irresponsibility of the medical profession. In other words, if they physicians had checked them for pre-diabetes on every routine exam, they might have caught it before it became so severe. I see in my office conservatively 20% of people who walk in the door have prediabetes, but it hasn't been diagnosed by their own physician because they don't do a hemoglobin A1C. See, that's one of the greatest lacks in modern medicine, is not checking for prediabetes on every visit.
Okay, so when you say every visit, so do you mean the annual checkup, Dr. Shealy?
Well, yeah, or in between, if not, you know, I mean, if they're coming in for regular treatment of something else, it needs to be checked every month, even, because I was taught 65 years ago that prediabetes could begin to cause trouble in the legs with diabetic neuropathy 10 years before frank diabetes. And the only way to diagnose it is the hemoglobin A1C.
Dr. Shealy, is that a test that can be performed at any lab test now or its equivalent?
Absolutely. I strongly recommend recommend every human being by age 40 get a hemoglobin A1C, and if they don't have it and they have no other problems, maybe every 5 years, just to be sure.
Okay, so if a person has prediabetes represented by the outcome of that hemoglobin A1C test, now what? What does that person do?
Then they begin on one of three herbs, Gymnema sylvestre, fenugreek, or berberine. And I can turn it around before it becomes frank diabetes.
Okay, I'm looking at some images of some fat people. I mean, it's easy.
If they're 15 or 20 pounds overweight, it's even more essential to a hemoglobin A1C.
Okay. So if you were to go to Walmart, Dr. Shealy, right after the broadcast, if you just happened to be in a Walmart and you looked around, what percentage of those people would you say are either diabetic or have prediabetes? Because they're huge.
Well, I would say probably 40% or more.
I would have to agree. I think that might be conservative. If you equate fat, overweight, with prediabetes or diabetes,
you'd have to say 70%.
right. Okay. So, all right. Can you be, Dr. Shealy, can you be fat, and I'm using that word deliberately, and not have diabetes? Is it possible?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
But you are likely to have prediabetes. And as I said, it could go on for up to 10 years. But if you wait until it becomes frank diabetes, it's much more difficult to turn it around.
All right. And so if you diagnose a patient right now with prediabetes, what would you say?
Well, at the top of my list, of course, would be avoid potatoes, rice, wheat, junk food of all kinds, sugar, and get your act together before you die of complications of diabetes.
Okay, potatoes, rice, wheat. That means no bread, no pasta. That means
exactly.
No cookies. That means no cereal.
You got it.
That means you can have salad, tomatoes, carrots.
Very good.
Okay, so what do we eat? What are those foods?
Well, 80% of your food, ideally, should be fruits and mostly vegetables and fruits. 80%. 20%.
Well, I can tell you for sure that if you go to any restaurant and you were to weigh what they sell or have sold, it will not be 80% fruits and vegetables. Absolutely not.
I doubt that it's 20%.
Right. And at McDonald's, it might be 1%.
Well,
somebody might have ordered the wrong thing, and that's where the 1% would come from.
McDonald's is the original stupid junk food.
Well, it makes sense because their CEO just got fired, making over $10 million a year because he was having an affair with a younger woman. It's against policy at McDonald's, and he didn't care, I guess, enough to not do that, and he just lost his job. So if that's the way he behaves with his own life, why would he worry about what you eat, right? Why would he? Okay. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy. We're talking about diabetes, and let's do a little bit more about, we know not to eat potatoes, rice, and wheat, but let's go into exactly what the most beneficial foods are for that person who has been diagnosed with prediabetes or diabetes.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless optimize network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sheely's with us, Norm. Sheely.com, N-O-R-M. Sheely.com. So, Dr. Sheely, we want to avoid eating potatoes, rice, and wheat. What is on the you must eat starting now list that you recommend for us? I'm going to write this down.
Well, obviously, all what I call veggie vegetables, that is, any non-starchy vegetable, is at the top of the list. To a greater or lesser extent, all fruits except plums, cranberries, and rhubarb. Those are, 80% of your food intake should be from the veggie vegetables and the fruits of those three.
That was cranberries, rhubarb, and what was the other one?
Plums and rhubarb. They are acid-producing instead of alkaline-producing.
Okay. So, peaches, pears, bananas, kiwi, all good?
Oh, yeah. You know, oranges, tangerines, you know, everything.
Apples?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, all fruits except cranberries, rhubarb, and plums because they're acid-producing. And what else should we eat?
Well, then, of course, real meat of all kinds, and that's and eggs and dairy. And what you leave out is essentially virtually all of the grains.
Leave out all grains, okay. Would that be chia as well?
Chia, no, I don't. I consider that a natural.
Not,
chia speaks to good.
Okay. All right. What about spices? Are there any spices that someone who has prediabetes or diabetes should not consume?
I can't think of any that you shouldn't. All the spices are good. Of course, cinnamon's the top of the list.
Okay.
Cloves and even nutmeg.
Cinnamon and cloves and nutmeg. Turmeric, curcumin?
Oh, heavens, of course, yes.
Okay. Okay, I wrote that down. Okay, class, I hope that you had a chance to write that down. If you didn't, please visit the archives at GCN or Republic Broadcasting or the Ron Gibson channel on YouTube. And you can replay the broadcast. Okay, and we didn't talk about sugar, but we always do.
Well, sugar is a non-food.
No sugar, right?
Sugar is the original artificial food. It's junk.
And it's in almost everything. It's in salad dressing. It's in soup. It's, of course, in most candy, if not all candy. And how bad is sugar? Can we have it once in a while, once a day, once a week, once a month? Never.
It's stupid to think you can get by with any, because it's addicting.
Okay. How about in chocolate?
Well, if you're going to eat chocolate, now be sure that you don't have anything better than a minimum 70% dark.
Minimum greater than 70% dark. Okay.
And not more than an ounce a day.
You have a brand, if you were to... Okay, 1 ounce per day. And what is it the sugar that's your concern, or is it something else in the chocolate?
No, it's the sugar. And ascanosis, of course, is an excellent one.
Okay, so M&Ms are out, right?
They are the original sugar junkie. Non-food.
Okay. Generation Rent. Dr. Shealy, I'd love to hear some of your thoughts on this. This is just mind-boggling. So right now, there's a study to figure out what people rent. Those who rent, 45% is for furniture. 37% is for game consoles. Some people rent clothing. Clothing. Now, I can almost understand renting a tuxedo for a formal event, but it costs less to buy the tuxedo than it costs to rent it. I know this for a fact. Tools, jewelry, computers, home...
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
40 years ago today, a student takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran resulted in 52 U.S. citizens being held hostage for 444 days. Today, Iranian demonstrators are marking that 40th anniversary, chanting in front of that former U.S. Embassy building.
Hezbollah!
California fire officials say wildfire risk is still high in the state, but some that have been burning for days are now largely under control. In Southern California, the Maria fire is 70% contained. Two other fires in the area, the Easy Fire in Ventura County and the Getty Fire in Los Angeles, were fully contained over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, today. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shue is with us, and I was just talking with Alex during the break. He's our engineer on Mondays, and he was unable to hear what we were saying about the autogenic training, and so I have his email, Dr. Shue, and I mentioned the Universal Bliss, and he's delighted to try it. And I said, Alex, he wet his pants. he's in the men's room right now cleaning up. I told him that he's going to be coming on the air, and he goes, oh. So I said, no, it's going to fix it. And I said, just listen, I'm going to tell you some of the stories. So Dr. Shue, we had a young child who was I'd say she had ants in her pants, and she just, teachers had a problem with her, and she was just really anxious. And so she, her grandmother called and said she had this condition, and I said, well, why don't you come to the meetup? This was many years ago. What we'll do is, you can try Bliss, just try mine. And so she sat in the booth opposite me, and I said, well, and I put it on the table at the restaurant booth, and she looked at it, and she smelled it. She said, it smells nice. And I said, yeah, I want to try it. And I asked, you know, her mother and her grandmother if that was okay, and they said yes. And it calmed her right down. They couldn't believe it. They wanted to go out and buy it right then and there. And then other times during the meetup, some people said, oh, no, I can't. It's impossible. It doesn't work. It doesn't, yeah, no way. And so one of our biggest skeptics said, no way. I said, I'll tell you what. He was in the center of the restaurant. Everybody could see him. I said, I'll tell you what. Let's just put it on these two spots. And then I'm going to ask you not to smile. Don't smile. So he put it on. I waited about, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute later, and I said, don't smile. And he couldn't stop smiling from ear to ear. And this is a guy who was absolutely serious all the time. I've seen him for, you know, meetup after meetup for years. And so his name is Alan. Alan, he was on Doomsday Preppers with the aquaponics. So that's the guy. So it absolutely has an impact. And no one, I've never seen anyone try it, when I said, okay, whatever you do, don't smile. They can't stop smiling. Dr. Shealy, what is your feeling about success with Air Bliss and relaxation? Have you ever seen it not work?
Oh, yeah. It works well in 80% of people. Let's face it, roughly 20% of people who are agitated and anxious, et cetera, are so severe that they need a very intense workout. I mean, nothing that works for people will work in 20% of them. It requires full time.
Okay, I've never seen anyone who is, you know, that severe that I've challenged. But those who just seemed, you know, nervous, it fixed them up right in front of me. I mean, within a minute or two, maybe less than that, maybe a half a minute. But
okay. But within 30 minutes, your oxytocin increased quite significantly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, what you saw with me, would you say it worked?
Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Is that the results that you expected?
Yes.
Okay. Eating before bedtime, Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts about, I mean, so many people say, oh, I just want to have a, you know, before bedtime snack. You know, slam something down, then lie down and go to bed. What are your thoughts about that?
Bad. Bad. You should not eat within a minimum of an hour, preferably 2 hours before you go to bed.
Okay, and why is that? Medically, why is that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, numerous reasons, but a great deal of your entire metabolic system is involved in digesting, breaking down those foods and getting them into the right particles to take into your body. So it preoccupies, if you will, your metabolism with digesting food instead of relaxing and going to sleep.
I remember this. The story of the king, and this was probably, I don't know if it was 1200s, 1300s, or 1400s, or maybe even the 1500s, but the story was that this king sent for two common people to come to the castle. And this is in Europe. And they were invited to a feast, you know, just a tremendous feast, something that these commoners would never have experienced in their lives, and they thought that was pretty interesting. So they went to the castle, and they gorged themselves, and they had this wonderful feast. And then right after the feast, the king said to one of them, I want you to run around the castle. Okay, run, and then come back. The other one, he told to take a nap and sleep. And he did. And then what he did was he killed them both, and he dissected them to see what worked better for digestion. Exercise right after, you know, a heavy meal, or rest. And I don't know what the answer was, but do you have a feel for what the answer is?
No.
But he wanted to know. And he wanted to know, and he wanted to kill. He was willing to kill people to figure it out. And so as I go through life, one of the things I think about when I think about the government corporations is that king and what he would do, because he wanted to know, or he was in charge, or he wanted to conquer a territory, or whatever he wanted to do, he would do it because he was the boss. And there would be some calculations on how many people would die. Maybe not enough would die. Maybe too many would die. But I go through life thinking lately as to, and I look at governments as the kings, and what would they do, and would they care? And I keep thinking they would not care. They're not coming to help us. They don't care about us. You know, unless we're fixing the roads that are right around the castle, or unless we're servicing their airplane that they need, or unless we're making the fuel that they need for their airplane or their cars, or unless, you know, we are right there and we're indispensable, we're allowed to survive. Otherwise, you know, all bets are off. Well, I was just wondering about that. And so chemicals used in plastic, soap, cosmetics, cleaning products are now being linked to what you and we've been talking about for years. Lower IQs. Hormones are being disrupted by these chemicals. And now, well, we know that people are getting dumber by the second, but we know that it's now a result, or partially as a result, of exposure to these chemicals in plastic, soap, cosmetics, and cleaning products. Dr. Scheel, your thoughts, comments?
Well, you know, you have to be careful of anything that's been out of the real world. I mean, once it's been exposed to a marketer, unless you buy it directly from a farmer whom you know personally and know is not using junk or poisons, you can't tell. That's one of the reasons there's no circumstance in which I would pay 2% extra for something called organic at a grocery store. I don't trust it.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, Dr. Scheel, we stopped buying meat. We consume only the animals raised on our farm, because I don't know about where the other meat comes from. And there's a class of cow called slaughter cow. Now, these are cows that are blind. They may have some cancers on them. And they are at the end of the line. They are, you know, they're days away from passing away. And so farmers will bring those cows called slaughter cows, and they will bring about 50 cents a pound. Yeah, half a dollar. We'll make sure the class understands. Half a dollar per pound. So how much do you pay, class, for your least expensive cuts of meat? Let's say ground beef. Okay, that would contain the fat from the animals, and the fat, Dr. Scheel, doesn't the fat contain most of the toxins in the animal?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, I eat only beefalo raised on my own farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Scheel, why is it that you raise beefalo? I mean, what are the benefits? I've tasted your beefalo meat. It's extraordinary.
Well,
on our farm,
it's leaner, and it has a higher concentrate of omega-3 fatty acids.
Okay.
And these animals are infinitely more gentle than regular cows. There's something about the crossbreeding of a buffalo with a cow that gets rid of the toughness of the buffalo. And so these cows are friendlier than regular cows. I mean, I've been around cows all my life. I was raised on a farm, you know. And Beefalo are by far the gentlest, friendliest cows. But, you know, regular cows are pretty gentle, too.
We raise Black Angus here at our farm. And I can't really say why. That's what we started with, you know, in the late 1980s. We started with black cows, and that's what they call them here, black cows. But we have Black Angus, and for us, they're very, very gentle. But that's because of how we treat them.
Exactly. That's the other aspect. Now, my father raised a cross between Hereford and Angus.
Uh-huh.
He liked this. He felt that the Hereford bull produced cows that were too big, calves. And so beating a Hereford cow with an Angus bull gave a somewhat smaller, more compact animal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like cows that don't have really long legs because they're less likely to break their legs. We don't like these great big cows that are, you know, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400. We like them, around 800, 900 maybe. And sometimes we will cross a Black Angus with a Gelby bull, and we like them as well. And so they're still black. Every once in a while, we'll have a Red Angus pop out, but we really like, for us, the black cows. But I think, after the broadcast, I'm going to talk to our son about Beefalo and see if he would like to try raising Beefalo. So do you have just a mixture of cows and a buffalo? Or how do you arrive at that? Did you breed them yourself?
It has to be 37.5% buffalo to be called a beefalo.
Mm-hmm.
There's a breed registry for them.
Okay, and so you can buy beefalo and raise beefalo.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shealy after these few short commercial announcements.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, Alex has returned from the bathroom. He's all cleaned up. And he's going to pot up his microphone. Alex, did you have something that you wanted to say to Dr. Shealy?
Hey, Dr. Shealy, can you hear me?
I can, Alex. Thanks.
I just want to say that your offer is very kind, and I will be happy to accept.
Wonderful. Well, as soon as I just talked to my staff, and I'll have the bottle ready to ship to you by Thursday.
Dang, well, I can't tell you how grateful I am.
And as soon as I get your email, I'll go ahead and send you the brief autogenic training, which can help in the meantime, too.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Alex. Blessings.
You know, Dr. Shealy, I've got to tell you, that's the first time that Alex has done that. He did not want to come on the air. And then during the break, he said, that was very kind of Dr. Shealy. And I said, yeah, it really was. And I said, he's the guy. He is the guy. He is the guy that made this. And this is a really neat offer. And he realized that. And that's why he got up all the courage he could find and came on the air. And he's never done that before.
I'm proud of him.
Well, yeah, and I told him that we're gonna hear from him in a couple of weeks, and he'll be coming back on the air. And I mentioned to him, Dr. Shealy, that I said, this is going to change your life because you will have the courage to do things that you might not have had prior to that. Do you think that was an embellishment, Dr. Shealy, or do you think that what I said is true?
I think that was true. a realistic projection.
yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that, and thank you for making that offer. So, Dr. Shealy, the problem as it's being reported in the worldwide news is that these chemicals that are in the linings of cans of food, bisphenol A, also known as BPA, it's found in plastic food and drink containers. And it makes plastics more flexible and harder to break. It has been linked to low sperm counts and infertility as men, as well as breast and prostate cancer. It's banned in Europe in use in baby bottles and in baby bottles. This is pretty serious stuff. And what do you see as a result of what's the rollout? So 10 years looking back to today, what are we going to say?
Well, I think we'll say the government is stupid and evil in every conceivable way that we know.
For allowing this.
I think every elected official should be put out of office after their first term. Never allowed back in Congress, especially after they've had one term.
Oh, absolutely agreed. Absolutely. And what they figure out is the compensation that they receive as a Congress critter or a senator is nothing compared to the gifts that they get by inserting themselves between two parties or multiple parties trying to run commerce. And getting government contracts is just a great way to enrich themselves. You look at Barry Satoru, you know, Barack. Now, those guys are multi-millionaires after leaving the White House. They weren't very well off. Now they have million-dollar mansions. They're living high on the hog. And the thing that I can't believe is anybody would want to go see them or read their book. Can you imagine that? Who'd want to read that crap?
But, the worst president in history ever, ever, ever. No question about that. Obama is by far the worst ever.
If you look at healthcare, you know, Obamacare is what it's been called. Ever since he messed up, really messed up, well, it was messed up before, but nothing like it is now. Now, every single year, if you're on Medicare, you've got to get on top of it, study it, and it can take days and days and days just to figure out what in the heck has changed and how it affects you, and if you're on any prescriptions, what the cost delta is going to be. And it's unacceptable. You know, there used to be a time, and this is you know, before your book, Third Party Rape. You used to be able to go to your doctor. It was $7 for a visit. Doctors used to make house calls. Now, if you can find a doctor, I mean, praise the Lord, that's amazing in itself, finding a doctor who will accept you. But then having an appointment and having the same doctor and having your medical care or your medical coverage, I'm not saying medical care, but having that stay the constant. It's impossible now. He's destroyed, almost single-handedly, has almost destroyed the medical system. Has that been, did I embellish that, Dr. Shealy?
No, you understated it.
Yeah, class, if you have Medicare, you're in open enrollment right now. Go find a professional. It won't cost you anything. You need to understand what's going to happen to you, because if you make a mistake, you can lose everything. You can lose the farm. You can lose the house. You can go bankrupt from medical care. You need to get on top of it right now. Call someone like Peggy Gawley, one of our instructors, or her equivalent in your area. Dr. Shealy, thanks so much for being with us.
Have a good one.
You too.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.